Hey, good evening and welcome everyone to Kimball Area High School for volleyball action tonight. Central Minnesota Conference style as the Pierce Pioneers have made the trek southward here to face the Cubs. Pioneers coming off a 3-0 win over Crosby Ironton on Tuesday to pick up their second win overall and their first home victory. They're looking to make it a nice week, and certainly adding a road victory here would be a nice addition to Tuesday's win. They've got a big Saturday home tournament coming up for the Pioneers. We'll talk about that in a little bit. As Mr. Leo Worth goes through the introductions, it's not often that you get to... Mr. Brian Wernig, I shamed him into coming. How are you doing, sir? Good to see you. As Leo Worth Gymnasium, the building named for the man doing the public address announcing, introducing the homecoming. It's homecoming week here for Kimball, so there's a very nice, enthusiastic crowd here on hand. Of course, the kids all dressed up in their, you'd call them costumes, but I'm not sure what to... Let's just say they put a lot of thought into some of their wardrobe choices here tonight in Kimball. Byron Westrich is the athletic director. I've known Byron for many years. Had a nice visit with him as he has taken over the reins of the athletic activities director duties here at Kimball. Scott Heinen is the head coach of the Cubs. Kimball comes in with a record of 2-1 within the conference. They are 7-5 overall. Most recently, they won last Thursday down in Rockford, 3-1, and they've won 3 straight. The homecoming king presenting the game ball to our official. And we're set to go. Pierce and Kimball coming up right after this on youaretheresports.com.
Kendra Fisher, member of the Pierce Pioneer Volleyball Team. All fall sports are in full swing. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thanks to everyone who makes the Pierce community a great place to live. Go Pioneer!
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
All right, we're back in Kimball, ready for the first serve, and that serve will belong to, I believe, the Pioneers have won the flip and will serve first as Jessica Hawks will drop back to the service line. Before we get started, we'd like to welcome into the world the newest Pioneer, Mr. Andrew John Teske, born last night to the girls' basketball coach, Rich, and his wife, Jessica, last night, just after midnight. So congratulations to the Teskes. Here we go with Jessica Hawks to serve, left to right, Pioneers in black, Kimball in blue. The whistle has sounded, and we're underway with volleyball action. Here is the set. First attack of the night is wide, and that was delivered off the right-hand hit from Madison Hurley, and the Pioneers are up 1-0. The familiar starting lineup of Kendra Fisher, Rachel Wernig, Cassie Schmea, Leah Furman, Jessica Hawks, and Claire Reardon, the libero, out on the court right now. Serve, receive, Kimball. Here's Hurley again, touching it across to Hawks. Furman in the middle for Kendra off a block. Kept alive by the Cubs. Hurley again. Schmea in the back row plays it well. Up ahead, Furman will pass it over the net. Now the Cubs. Here comes a near side hit. Hurley hammers that one home. An early steady diet of Madison Hurley up front, and it's 1-1 as checking in now to the lineup is Madeline O'Brien. 6'1 senior. Very tall front row here for the Cubs. The serve is played by Reardon, and Vernick punches it over. Fisher hammers it over the net. Now the Cubs play it back. Back line, Shmaya, and the Pioneers can't get it. Little scramble at the net between Hawks and Vernick, and it floated away into the student section here in Kimball. It's 2-1, Kimball. And they will serve across. That's the libero, Hannah Serbis, handling the service and duties. Near side hit and a winner to the back line again. That's Madison Hurley. 3-1 start for Kimball. Cubs 2-1 in the conference, 7-5 overall. Pioneers 0-3 in the conference, 2-10 on the season. Serbis again to serve at 3-1. To Shmaya, up front, Hawks. She sets it near side, and that one is off the block, and a winner for Rachel Vernig. And now it's Rachel's turn in the service rotation at 3-2. JV squad lost tonight, 2-1, dropping the third decisive game. 15-8 after splitting the first two. The C squad went 2-2 over in the auxiliary gym here at Kimball. Hawks now for Fisher, and that's blocked up front. Furman now over for Rebecca Ottman. Ottman pushes it over. Here comes Hurley again. That's blocked by Fisher. Kendra Fisher that time got up and denied Madison Hurley. And we're tied at 3 in the early going. Here's Rachel Vernig to serve again. Rachel pounds it to the near side. Played off. And now Hurley from the attack line will send it over to Cassie Shmaya. Free ball at the net, directed over and down. Nice play up front by Kimball's Madeline O'Brien, and Scott Heinen will make a substitution move up front. Madison Schreifels into the lineup, replacing Carrie Schiefelbein. 4-3 Kimball. Serve to Vernig. Up front, Hawks. Over for Rebecca Ottman. Took something off their hit. Dug out of the back line. Now Hurley tips it over. Ottman for Hawks. And free ball over, and it's played by Vernig, and the Cubs scrambling. They won't get it over. Credit Rachel Vernig with the point there to tie it at 4. And now Hannah Call will come in and replace Kendra Fisher. And Hannah's turn to serve. 4-4, game one. Sophomore Hannah Call back and steps to the line, fires it across. Played by Macy Hurley. Cross court. Nice dig by Vernig in the back line. And we have a violation into the net. Kimball. I think it's being Madison Hurley whistled for the violation, and it's a 5-4 lead for the Pioneers. Service for Hannah Call. Hannah low and into the net, 5-5. Side out to Kimball. Pioneers host their classic tournament coming up on Saturday, beginning at 9 o'clock at 18 Field. Kimball's also got a Saturday tournament. They go down to Dassel-Cacado. 5-5 and the serve for Hurley. This is Madison Hurley, a 5'10 sophomore. Over for Vernig. In the middle, Shmaya winds up, played by the Cubs. Now they set. Near side attack, pushed across. Hawks got there. Played up to the net by Macy Hurley. Back set. This is Schreifels getting it over. Vernig plays it for Hawks. Now Ottman will tip it across. Back up front. Here's Kimball's Keekley to the back line and in. Winner. From the middle hitter position, Madeline O'Brien got it down, and Kimball's up 6-5. And back to serve again is Madison Hurley. Hurley, one step up and fires it to Vernig. Up for Hawks, here comes Furman on a tip, and she's way over the line underneath the net. Her momentum couldn't be stopped, and it's a 7-5 Kimball advantage in game number one. Now the serve coming into the net. 7-6, side out to the Pioneers. Volleyball action tonight. Football action back down here in Kimball tomorrow night. Here is the run-up by Leah Furman, played by Serbis in the back row. The libero sets it up. Middle hit coming now. Vernig was there to play it up for Hawks. She wants Ottman across on a tip. Rebecca, Cubs are ready for that. Now it's Hurley getting it over, and that's long. Macy Hurley just past the end line to tie the game at 7-7. Another serve for the lead for Leah Furman. Leah, good serve. Hurley, little trouble. And now the libero service has to play it up. This will give Schmea a block up front. Good play by Kimball's front line. Vernig on the attack. Back row dig by service. Excellent play. Hawks again. Far side for Ottman. Comes flying up but hit it low. 8-7 Kimball. Couple of fine defensive back row plays by the libero, Hannah Service. Earns the point for Kimball, and now Bailey Bozer will check in for the first time, replacing Leah Furman. Here's the serve coming for Kimball. It's O'Brien across, misplayed by Call, but they got it over with Schmea. Nope, carry is called, four hits, so it's a 9-7 lead for the Kimball Cubs. Game one. This is Madeline O'Brien, Caitlin O'Brien. Twin sister. Here's the serve. Middle back to Hannah Call. Hawks for Rachel Vernig. Vernig will send it long, and it's a 10-7 Kimball lead. Cubs in game number one. Here's the serve across. Schmea, little trouble, indecisive. Now Schmea got it back, tips it over. Cubs there. They send it near side, and Hurley hammers it long. Macy Hurley a little too much. He's a 5'7 senior. Most of the attacking has come from the left hitter position for Kimball. 10-8, and back into the back line comes Service as a defensive specialist. Claire Reardon to serve. Got it over. Near side, Hurley winds up. Back to Reardon. Plays it up for Vernig. Now it'll be Hawks on the free ball over to Service. Kimball setting it up for Hurley into the net, and that's four hits, and it's 10-9. 10-9 in favor of Kimball in game one here tonight. Claire Reardon got it over to Macy Hurley. Hurley gets the return feed, tips it off the top of the net to the Pioneer side where Bailey Bolzer got it off to Rachel Vernig. Hammered it over and then sent long by Kimball's Caitlin O'Brien. And we're tied at 10 as the Pioneers have tied it up. Reardon will serve now at 10-10. Claire got it over from the attack line into the net. That was Madison Hurley. And it's 11-10 Piers. Two O'Briens, two Hurleys, a Keekly and a Schiefelbein in the lineup for Kimball. Near side, this is Macy Hurley. She misfired long, and timeout Scott Heinen. Kimball will use a timeout as the Pioneers are on a run. Piers has taken a 12-10 lead in game one. Back after this.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Are you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with RE/MAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Piers, the eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Welcome back to Kimball, where the Pioneers pick up another point on a volley misplayed by the Cubs in front of their bench. Their Pioneers now lead 13-10 as Reardon sends it back to Madison Hurley. Now Macy Hurley blocked but down off of Cassie Schmea's block in the middle. And that stops a nice run by the Pioneers. 13-11 coming in to serve Kerry Schiefelbein, a 5'4 sophomore. 13-11 serve, Schiefelbein. Far side for Hannah Call. Hawks wants Vernig, and Rachel sends long, and it's 13-12. 13-12 in a close game one underway here in Kimball tonight. And now Schiffelbein will serve once more. The right-hander goes to Vernig in the front row. Back from Hawks. Rachel winds up and finds the back line. A winner, Rachel Vernig. And now Fisher will come into the front row, replacing Hannah Call. 14-12, Cassie Schmea to serve. Piers by two, midway through game one. Schmea, good serve, back for service. Now the Cubs, near side, Macy Hurley on a tip over to Vernig. Hawks, back set, Fisher will directional tip over, played by Kimball. They want Hurley again, near side, and that went off of the back roll. Cassie Schmea made a bid for it, and it glanced off her and out. That's a point for the Cubs, 14-13. And Macy Hurley now to serve. Here's the serve. It just got over. Vernig was there. Hawks near side. Rachel Tipp blocked up front. Ball played by Kimball on their side. Middle set hit coming off of O'Brien. Played by Schmea. Free balled over by Bailey Bozer. Now Kimball again. They go far side. Blocked up front by Vernig for the ace. Pioneers with good work up front between Vernig and Fisher. And now Leah Furman replaces Bailey Bozer. Pierce 15, Kimball 13 here in game one. Here's the serve. Good serve to the middle back. And we have a whistle, and we've got the Cubs in the net. Service again for the Pioneers. Now it's 16-13. Here's a serve, rifled long, just a little bit much from Hawks. 16-14, side out to Kimball. Service. Reared it up for Hawks. Now it's Furman at the net. Knocked over. Played up now for the near side. Tipped over, and Hawks can't get it. It goes out of, oh, they call that one in play. O'Brien tips it over. Schmea comes diving in, but the Pioneers have two players collide, Fisher and Hawks. Neither can play it, and it's 16-15. Service for the tie for Service. For Reardon, now Schmea up front. Kendra Fisher pushes it to the Kimball back row. Played ahead. Here comes a opposite side kill that goes long. Madison Hurley misfires. 17-15, and another Kimball timeout. So Coach Heinen exhausts his second timeout. The score, Pierce 17, Kimball 15. When we come back, game one.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
luck,
Pioneer.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Game one here in Kimball. Pierce with an 18-15 lead. Hawks plays it, tipped over by Leah Furman. Now Kimball again, near side, blocked off of Fisher and out. That's a point for Kimball. And that's Madison Hurley, 18-16. Pioneers by two. And going in to serve for the Cubs, Emma Keekley, a 5'8 sophomore. Pierce 18, Kimball 16. To Fisher. Up front, Hawks returns it to Kendra. Blocked up front. O'Brien. That's Madeline O'Brien. And it's an 18-17 score. Another serve for Keekley. Pierce leading by a point. Cassie Schmea will play that one wide off the back line. And we're tied at 18 now. Keekley back-to-back service points for the Cubs. That serve, Vernig, and Vernig with service diving, and it's into the Cub bench. Boy, nice play by Rachel Vernig to earn that point. Now Call returns to serve for Fisher. Pierce 19, Kimball 18 in game number one. Here's Hannah's serve. Back line played by Macy Hurley up front. Hammered across and in by Madison Hurley. 19 apiece. Madison Hurley has been their featured hitter here in game one, and it's 19 all in Hurley's turn to serve. Gets the whistle and steps to the line and fires it across to Hannah Call. Hawks in the middle. Over for Ottman. Blocked and played by Vernick. Hawks again. This is Furman. Cross court. Played well by Keekley. In the middle. Punched, but barely over. Furman another try, and that goes wide. And Kimball has taken a 20-19 lead, prompting a timeout from Coach Sandy Tauges. So it's Kimball by one late in game one on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and YouAreTheirSports.com.
A really close game one underway. Coach Tauge is using her first timeout. She's got one left. Kimball out of timeouts. Kimball with the serve and a one-point lead, 20-19. Madison Hurley. As we're back underway, Call, good pass up to the net. Here's Leah Furman. Furman gets the kill off a block by Madeline O'Brien, but Furman had enough juice on it to tie the game. 20-20, and now it's Leah to serve. Leah, good serve. Servis. Now the Cubs scrambling. They won't get to it. A diving attempt by Keekley. And the Pioneers have scored two coming out of the timeout. 21-20. Furman again. Here's Leah's running jump serve. Servis up front. Just got it over. What a play up front. That was more reaction than skill, but sometimes that's all it takes. A lucky bounce for the Cubs to tie it at 21. And now Bailey Bozer will replace Leah Furman. And Service will check out as Caitlin O'Brien comes in. And Madeline O'Brien is to serve. Madeline over for Rachel Vernig in a 21-21 game. Here's Rebecca Ottman, tipped up front, played on the Pioneer side. Ottman pushes it across. Up front, near side comes Macy Hurley and down. Macy Hurley gives Kimball a 22-21 lead. And moisture on the floor. 22-21 Kimball. Back and forth here in game one. If this holds up, we could be here a while tonight. Another serve as we're ready to play again. O'Brien at 22-21. To the back row, Bailey Bozer up front for Hawks. This will be free balled over by Cassie Schmatt. Back to O'Brien. Now the Cubs with Macy Hurley. Back line good. Hurley has found a couple of openings here late, and Kimball is closing in. They're now up 23-21. Another serve for Madeline O'Brien. 2 points from a win. O'Brien to Shmaya. Free ball at the net. Tipped over and down. That was Caitlin O'Brien, and it's game point Kimball, 24-21. And a second time out by Coach Touges with the game on the line when we come back.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Both coaches utilizing all of their timeouts here. We're down to the final possible point here for the Pioneers. They trail 24-21 with O'Brien to serve for the game. Here it is, 24-21, played by Ottman. Up front, Hawks sends it over for Schman, knocks it over. Now Kimball setting it up, back set. Here comes the kill off the block. Call was there up front. Now it's Vernon getting it over. Another chance here. This is Keekly in the middle. Macy Hurley tips it over. Now Hawks on a tip. An ace tip for Jessica Hawks. And the game stays alive, 24-22. Both coaches send in their libero, Reardon, to serve Serbus into the back row for Kimball. 24-22. Pierce trailing. Tower official with the Kimball students behind him motioning them to stay back. Here's Reardon to serve, played by Macy Hurley. Now Serbus back for Hurley into the net, and it's 24-23. You got to win by two, so if the Pioneers get this point, we'll go to at least 26. 24-23 serve. Reardon got it over to the net. Keekly wants Macy Hurley, and there's the game. Hurley finishes it with a back row kill. Good game one, though. Very well played by both teams. Kimball takes it 25-23. They switch benches and courts. They'll have a 3-minute time period between games to regroup, and we'll be back. It's volleyball tonight on youaretheresports.com, where Kimball has taken game one, 25-23. Game two when we return to Kimball.
Dan Rushlow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, 9 of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at rushlowforsheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Rushlow for Sheriff campaign.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Okay, we're back in Kimball on You Are Their Sport. Kimball taking a close game one, 25-23. Pioneers now in the court to my right. Cubs to my left. Elsewhere tonight in the conference, BBE, Belgrade Brudenell Rosa, is down in Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead. Rockford has gone to Maple Lake. And Eden Valley Watkins is playing in Holdingford tonight. Those are all Central Minnesota Conference matchups. Same schools will meet in football tomorrow night. Service for Kimball, Macy Hurley to start things off. And we're underway. Pioneers now for Rachel Vernig, and that one was touched by Service in the back row. She tried to pull the hand away, and she knew it as soon as she did. And now we'll see Brianna Hopkins for the first time. Brianna will replace Bailey Bozer in the Pioneer lineup. Hawks to serve, 1-0 Pioneers. Trailing by a game. Here's the Hawks serve. Good serve. And they got it over. Service for Fisher. I didn't think they would. Near side, Vernig winds up. Tipped, kept alive. And that'll be a misplay by Kimball. Got caught looking at each other. And the Pioneers jump up to a 2-0 lead in game two. Hawks to serve, 2-0. Here's Jessica. Into the net, 2-1. A rare service error. Jessica, usually very, very reliable. That time just a little bit low. Now Hannah Service to serve. 5-6 senior libero. And she returns the favor. She sends it into the net. 3-1. Back to the Pioneer service line will go Rachel Vernig. Cassie Schmea, Hawks, Ottman, Hopkins, and Fisher on the court as well for Piers. Rachel, good serve. Up ahead, here comes Hurley. Back row dig by Schmea. In the middle, tipped across, Fisher, played by Scheffelbein. Near side, Hurley, and that one hit the pigtail of Rachel Vernig. I don't think that hit Rachel's hand. I think it hit her pigtail. It counts. 3-2. Kimball with the point and the serve. This is Emma Keekley, played by Rachel Vernig. Hawks wants Fisher in the middle. Service was there in the back line for Kimball. Now it's Hurley again off a block. Pioneers won't get to it. Ball was played backwards towards the service line, and no chance for Rachel Vernig to track it down. That was Madison Hurley with the point. 3-3 now in game two. Here's another serve for Keekley. Schmea up front. This is Fisher. Back line. Mandy Hurley. Cross for Madison Hurley. Blocked up front by Fisher. Kendra Fisher denying at the net. 4-3. Now Kendra will sit and Hannah Call will come in to serve. Here's the Hannah Call serve played by Macy Hurley. Macy gets it back and can't get it over. From the back line, didn't get enough elevation, and the Pioneers have a 5-3 lead in game two, and Hannah Call back to serve again. Hannah zips that one over, just clipped the net and went over. Now Madison Hurley winds up for a winner. Madison Hurley, just a sophomore, their featured hitter up front, and it's 5-4, and now it's her turn to serve. Madison Hurley and Vernig let it go long. 6-4. And now Bailey Bozer will come in and Bailey will serve, replacing Brianna Hopkins. 6-4 lead for Piers in game number two. Bozer's serve is a good one. Played ahead to Keekley. Now Macy Hurley off for Call in the Pioneer back line. Schmea will tip it over. Cubs were there. Tip to the Piers back line. Call up front. Hawks wants Becca Ottman. Played there by Keekley. Now Pioneers a third attack coming. Ottman again fires it. Blocked. But Bozer was there to cover. Now free balled over by Schmea. Service. And Kimball will play this. This is the best volley of the night. Directed over by Hawks. Now Keekley, far side. Macy Hurley into the net. Pioneers win the battle. 7-4. Good action there on both sides. Bailey Bozer to serve again at 7-4, Piers. Trailing by one game. Good serve to Madison Hurley. In the front, there was the Pioneer front row of Ottman and Schmea to get, pick up a block. Now they get it back, tipped over by Cassie. Here comes Macy Hurley, cross court to Becca Ottman. Now Hawks gives it back to Rebecca, blocked up front to Burning. And Hawks can't play it off the net. 7-5. Caitlin O'Brien in for service in the Kimball substitution. 7-5 at the service line is Madeline O'Brien. Got it over to Rachel Vernick. She wants Ottman on the far side and mistiming it and hitting it about middle of the net high. 7-6 now. Kimball closing to within a point. Madeline O'Brien at the line. Schmea will play that one for Bolzer. Give it back to Cassie in the middle. Got to buy the blocker. Now Keekly near side. And that was played up by Schreifels. Pioneers will get it over. Keekly in the middle for Macy Hurley. Bolzer was there. Hawks comes over. Now back row. Vernick punches it across. Free ball at the net. And that one is won by the Pioneers. Not able to get it over was Caitlin O'Brien. Just out of her extended reach. And it goes to 8-6 Piers, and Claire Reardon comes in to serve. Reardon rips it across. Back row dig up front. This will be O'Brien. Back row call. Pushes it to the net. Now Vernick winds up. Blocked up front. Played by Schmea. Back for Rachel. Rachel whistle and comes in the net. I think it was Madison Schreifels. And the Pioneers now move to a 9-6 lead in game two. They lost game one, 25-23. Reardon up front. They want Macy Hurley. Took something off the hit, but rarity was Bolzer. And there's a hit from Vernick. Do we get a tip? No, long, says the back line judge. So it's a point for Kimball at 9-7. And now Carrie Schiffelbein comes in to serve for Kimball. Trailing by two, it appears. Schiffelbein off for Hannah Call. Pass to the net. Hawks for Vernick on a tip. Macy Hurley was there. Now Schiffelbein back for Madison Hurley. Blocked up front by Schmea at the net. Pioneers can't play it. Point for Kimball. 9-8. And Schiffelbein to serve for a game two tie. Claire Reardon up front for Hawks. Near side hit. And that's a winner for Rachel Vernick. The libero service and Madison Hurley kind of looked at each other and a drop between them. Fisher now will come in for Call. Pierce 10, Kimball 8. Cassie Schmea to serve. Schmea. That is in, says the back judge. She drops the flag, pointing to the floor, signaling it just got the line. Ace serve for Cassie Schmea, 11-8. Here's by three with another serve for Cassie. Serving right to left, Schmea. Put some air under that one, got it over. Now Macy Hurley will tip it across. Vernick, this will give Piers a chance. It's Fisher punching it across. Played by Schiffelbein, and Servis can't play it. 12-8 lead for Piers. And Scott Heinen will use his first timeout. The Kimball coach stands up from the bench, indicates he wants a timeout. It's granted, and the teams talk it over. Piers 12, Kimball 8 in game two.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
We are back underway in Kimball. Service for Schmea, played by the Cubs. They get it over. Now Hawks sets it up for Vernig into the net. And that'll earn the serve over to Kimball. 12-9. Pioneers lead game two after dropping game one by a close 25-23 score. Macy Hurley floats it over. Hawks back for Vernig, tips it over, and the Cubs will get it. No, into the net. They tried to tip it over. That was Kerry Schiffelbein. Didn't get enough on it. Brianna Hopkins comes in replacing Bailey Bozer in the Piers lineup. Piers 13, Kimball 9, Jessica Hawks to serve. Here's Jessica, got that one over, played by Schiffelbein. Up front, and Schiffelbein will play it over. Reardon, now Hawks in the middle. Here comes Fisher, winding up for a big hit. Kendra Fisher nailed it. 14-9, Piers by 5, trying to equal this match. Hawks to serve again. She's at the top of the service rotation. Here's the whistle and the run-up for Jessica. Good serve, played by Service. Now it's Keekly at the net. Reardon with a good dig in the back row. Fisher will get a pass and knock it over. Played over far side. Here's a tip, played by Hawks. At the net, Hopkins kept it alive and got it over. Now Kimball's Keekly sets up Hurley for a winner. Madison Hurley knocks it home. And it's Hannah Service coming in to serve. Pierce 14, Kimball 10 in game two. This is the libero, Hannah Service. She sent it to Cassie Schmea. Good pass. Hawks back set. This is Vernon getting it over. Now here's Madison Hurley. She goes far side but wide. Down the line and out, 15-10. Pioneers, Reardon out, Ottman in, and Rachel Vernig to serve. 15-10, Piers, game two. Here's Rachel's serve, middle back. Hurley, near side, O'Brien winds up and gets it off the block. Madeline O'Brien off the block makes it 15-11. And Madison Schreifels will replace Kerry Schiffelbein in the Kimball lineup. Cubs down by four. Service across to Schmea. Pass to the net. Played for Fisher. Now Kimball. Keekly winding up. Madison Hurley found an opening. Cross court winner. 15-12. Emma Keekly, 5'8 sophomore to serve. Emma over to Schmea. In the middle, it'll be Kendra Fisher sending it long from her middle hitter position. Too much. And the Pioneer lead has been trimmed to two, 15-13. Keekly for Schmea. Off now for Brianna Hopkins, and Vernig will get it over. Service dives to keep it alive. Here comes Hurley off of Vernig, and what do we have? A whistle. We got a violation on the Cubs. Hurley came over the line underneath the net. 16-13, Piers, and Hannah Call in to serve, replacing Kendra Fisher for Coach Sandy Tauges. Tennis team was at Long Prairie Gray Eagle today. The cross-country team running in Foley. Here's a hit across played by the Pioneers. Ottman in the middle. Schmea got it over to the back line. Service played it over. Tipped over by Kimball. Ottman was there. Got it back. Now Vernig. Vernig free ball over. Keekly in the middle. Far side for Madison Hurley. Wide into the Piers bench. She's gotten that one many times. That time too much. And it's 17-13. Good serve by Call. Keekly for Hurley. Hawks plays it on the Pier side. Off for Brianna Hopkins. Knocked over by Rachel Vernick. Keekly again. Near side. Vernick able to answer the hit from Schreifels and into the net. That was Rebecca Ottman hitting it low. 17-14. Piers by three. And it's Madison Hurley at the service line. Hurley over for Vernick. Free ball at the net. O'Brien. Off for Keekly. Macy Hurley back row. There was Vernick. Hawks now. This will be at the net. Played over by Kimball. It was Hawks tipping it over and down. Pioneers won that one. And now we'll see for the first time Rebecca Holtz put into the lineup. Holtz will replace Emma Keekly. Piers 18, Kimball 14. Some moisture on the floor on the Kimball side. Pioneers leading by four with the serve in the hands of Bailey Bozer. Little Falls is in volleyball action tonight. They've gone to Becker for a Granite Ridge conference game. Here's the Bozer serve. Good serve. Service for Holtz. Now Macy Hurley just bumps it over. Where Call plays it to the net. Schmea takes it off a Hawks pass and down. Winner for the Pioneers. Cassie Schmea makes it 19-14. And it's another Bailey Bozer serve. 5-point lead. Bailey, another good serve to service. Holtz off for Macy Hurley. She led her too far, brought her into the net. Piers 20, Kimball 14 in game two. Here's the serve by Bozer. That one is too long. Too much on that one. 20-15. And it is O'Brien to serve. Madeline O'Brien, 6-1 hitter. Back for Hannah Call. Good pass up front. Hawks is going to set it up backside. And Rebecca Ottman's hit is long. 20-16. Tried to find the near side corner and just missed. Another serve for O'Brien. This is Madeline O'Brien. Free ball at the net. Tipped over by Caitlin O'Brien. There was Vernick. Now Holtz plays it off for Macy. Hurley rips it across and played nicely by Hannah Call. And now Ottman will send it to the Cub back line. Holtz for Macy Hurley again. Vernick digs. Hawks at the middle. And Schmea can't get it over. 20-17. Kimball creeps within three. And Coach Touges will take her first timeout. 20-17, Piers leading in game two, trailing one game to none when we come back on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fish, a member of the Piers Pioneer Volleyball Team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thanks to everyone who makes the Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
You're listening to Piers Volleyball tonight on YouAreTheirSports.com as the Pioneers drop game one, 25-23, but lead late in game two, 20-17. After Coach Touges uses her first timeout. Each coach now with one timeout remaining. Kimball has the serve. Madeline O'Brien. O'Brien ready to serve. Here we go. Back to action. O'Brien across to Schmea. Schmea passes to Hawks. And now Vernick knocks it over. Good dig in the back row by Hurley. Hurley unwinds off of Call. Pioneers are going to have to scramble. They might have a play on this. And Hannah couldn't get it over. She was behind the service line with her back to the net when she tried to free ball it over on the third hit. But not enough. And it's 20-18. Another serve for O'Brien. O'Brien for Vernick. Vernick wants Ottman on the far side, up the middle, and that is a block up front and a point for Kimball. Caitlin O'Brien denying Cassie Schmea, and the Cubs are within a point, 20-19. O'Brien to serve for the tie. Sends it towards Bailey Bozer. Her pass to the middle for Hawks. Vertig down the line and in. Rachel Vertig with a clutch hit to stop the service run of O'Brien and give Piers a 21-19 lead. Claire Reardon comes in to serve for the Pioneers. 21-19, Claire, that's long. 21-20. Kimball will put Carrie Schiffelbein in, replacing Madison Schreifels, and Schiffelbein will go to serve. Pierce 21, Kimball 20 in game two. Schiffelbein steps up and floats it across to Reardon. Up front, Hawks tips it across, and an ace tip by Holtz. Rebecca Holtz ties it at 21 apiece. Big game two rally going on for the Cubs right now. Schiffelbein for Reardon up front. Hawks for Vertig. Blocked. Reardon can't play it. Big block up front by Caitlin O'Brien, and Kimball's got the lead, 22-21. Schiffelbein again. Across to Rachel Vernick. Passes over for Hawks. Off for Cassie Schmea. Played by Macy Hurley. To the net for Madison. Back for Macy. And off of Reardon and out. A big far side hit from Macy Hurley prompts a Piers timeout. And now it's Kimball closing in. 23-21 Cubs lead when we come back.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Back at Kimball Area High School, where Kimball putting on a late game two rally to forge ahead 23-21. A four-point service run going here for Carrie Schiffelbein. Here's the serve across. Schmea, Vertig, and now they'll have to get it over. They do with Reardon up front. In the middle, here comes Hurley, and that's in, and it's game point. Macy Hurley. Five consecutive points for Kimball. They were down 21-19. It's now 24-21, and serving for the game, Carrie Schiffelbein. Back row, Vernick. Up ahead to Hawks, and that one is going to go. Oh, I thought it was going to go out. The Cubs played it. Hurley will tip it across. Played back by Schmea. Now up front, O'Brien, left-handed tip to Vernick. Back to Vernick from Hawks. Rachel gets it over, played by Schiffelbein. Here's Macy Hurley for the game. It's long. Just long, 24-22. And Cassie Schmea's turn to serve. Fisher replaces Call up front. 24-22, Pioneers trail, and Schmea to service. Pass up front. Holtz wants Macy Hurley. Dug out by Schmea. Reardon off for Hawks. Tips it across. Up front, Holtz. Again, Hurley. She'll tip it. And played nicely by Bailey Bozer. Here's O'Brien directing it over. Schmea to Reardon. And now Hawks gets it over. Another attempt here. Holtz for Macy Hurley. And that is long again. The Pioneers have now withstood a couple of game points. Schmea to serve for the tie at 24-23. Here's Cassie. Got it to service. Coming up, Holtz in the middle. This is going to go out, and the Pioneers have tied it. 24-24, the Pioneers. You have to win by two. So it'll take at least 26 points to win this game. Tied at 24, Schmea to serve. Cassie, good serve back Now Holtz in the middle for Macy Hurley. Unwinds long. That is three straight long hits by Macy Hurley. And now it's game point for Pierce, 25-24. Schmea to serve for the game. Cassie sends it across to service. This is going to be trouble for Kimball, and it's down. Pioneers rally and win. They stave off three game points to score the final five. They were down 24-21, rally and win 26-24. So we'll have at least four games tonight as we are tied at one. The swing game, game three, coming up.
Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are there, sports.com.
The referee's whistle. Imagine wielding its incredible power. The game is close. A big high school rivalry. The air is heavy. Students chant while the cheerleaders beat the cadence for everyone's heart. Pride's on the line. Maybe a lot more. But then, there it is. The shot. It's up. The clock is down. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? Oh, please. Oh, please. You can practically hear the prayers in the hush of a thousand silent throats. Even the band stands transfixed, gleaming instruments dangling, useless in their distracted hands. But there it is, the ball, spinning, hanging, hurtling toward destiny. All eyes upon it, all eyes except yours. With your whistle clenched tightly between your teeth, your lungs pregnant with breath, you stare at the floor.
Were his feet on this side of the line or that?
The crowd erupts. It's a game winner.
Or is it?
You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Welcome back to Kimball Area High School. Each team has won a game so far. Cubs taking game one, 25-23. Pioneers stave off three game points in the second one to win 26-24. So we're going to go at least four. We've got one final in the conference. BBE makes quick work of Howard Lake Waverly tonight, 3-0. And the service will start with Pierce for game three with Hawks. Schmea, Reardon, Vernig, Hopkins, and Fisher on the court for the Pioneers, and we're underway. Hawks sends it to service. Up front, here's the first hit of game three, and it's a good one for Kimball. That's a winner for Madison Hurley, delivering the kill, and it's 1-0. We see Mackenzie Leiter into the ball game, and Leiter to serve. She sends it wide in front of the Pioneer bench, and it's 1-1. Now Serbis will come in for Leiter on the libero substitution. Rachel Vernig to serve. homecoming week here in Kimball. The Pioneers will bring their football team over here tomorrow night. 7 o'clock kickoff. Hurley plays it to the back row. Schmeier wants Fisher. Kendra blocked up front. Tipped by Hawks to keep it alive, and then Verna can't get it over. 2-1 Kimball with the lead early game three. Rebecca Holtz will serve, but not before Madison Schreifels comes into the front row, replacing Carrie Schiffelbein. Now Holtz is ready. 2-1 lead for Kimball. Here's Vernick passing to the net. Hawks in the middle, tipped over by Kendra Fisher. Holtz now pushes it for Hurley, and her hit is wide. 2-2. Madison Hurley misfiring, and now call for Fisher on the service substitution. 2-2 in game three. Here's the serve for Hannah Call. Into the net. 3-2 Kimball. Madison Hurley's turn to serve with a one-point lead. Madison for Call in the back row. Good pass up for Hawks. Here's Rebecca Ottman, and that was blocked and played by Rebecca. Got it over. Now Macy Hurley off a tip. Call plays it to the net. Hawks for Schmea in the middle, and the Pioneers are in the net. Cassie Schmea called for in the net. It's 4-2 Kimball. 4-2 Cubs with the lead in game three, tied at a game apiece. Here's the serve, and it's low. 4-3. Side out to Piers, Bozer for Hopkins. Substitution for Coach Touges, Bailey Bozer to serve. Here's Bailey's serve. She unwinds, and that one is long by just a bit. Not enough topspin. It just sailed. 5-3. O'Brien to serve. This is Madeline O'Brien. Madeline sends it over to Call, and her pass to the net was low, and that's a service winner for Kimball to move ahead 6-3. O'Brien again to serve. Sends it to the far side where Rachel Vernig played it. Here's Schmea on a tip across, played there by Holtz. Near side, Macy Hurley will tap it wide. Pioneers had that one covered. There was really nowhere to go for Hurley on that, and she sent it wide, and it's 6-4. Service will replace O'Brien in the back row, and Claire Reardon comes in to serve. Claire Holtz, free ball at the net. This is going to be a point for the Pioneers. The pass from Madison Hurley floated into the net. Cubs tried to play it low off the net but couldn't. 6-5. Another serve coming for Claire Reardon. 6-5, Pioneers trail. Good serve. Hurley up front. This is Macy Hurley. Reardon was right there. Now Call. And Vernick will turn and send it wide. 7-5 Cubs. Schiffelbein in for Kimball, replacing Schreifels. And Schiffelbein will serve with a 7-5 lead. And it's across. Played by Reardon. Coming up, Hawks, and now it's called. Did she get enough on it? Yes. Got it over. Near side, Macy Hurley sends it in. Macy Hurley makes it 8-5. Cubs really play that near side attack well, especially when they go cross court. 8-5 serve now. And that's a winner. Drops in front of the back row. 9-5. Carrie Schiefelbein with a four-point lead now for Kimball in game three. 9-5. This one is played to Schmea. Schmea's pass to Hawks. Directional tip, and it's good. Jessica Hawks found an opening. 9-6. And now Fisher will come in for Call. Cassie Schmea's turn to serve. Down by three here. Cassie rips it across, played by Macy Hurley. Holtz gives it back to Hurley. Off a block, played, and the Pioneers, I think, were in the net. Yep. They say that Jessica Hawks was in the net, so it's 10-6 Kimball in game three. And Macy Hurley, the senior outside hitter, will serve. Here's Macy to Reardon. Now Vernick comes over, plays it for Kendra Fisher. Fisher just pushes it across the net. Here comes Madison Hurley, blocked by Kendra. Free ball at the net, blocked by Vernick, and down. Ace for Rachel Vernick up front. Good double block wall between Fisher and Vernick. Gets the point. And now Brianna Hopkins comes in for Bailey Bozer. 10-7. Kimball with the game three lead. Match tied at a game. Here's the serve for Hawks. Jessica, ooh, didn't get it over. That's a couple of times Jessica's hit one into the net. I don't hit the top tape of the net. Pop straight up in the air, and there's that moment where does it go over? Does it drop on your own side? And it dropped on the Pioneer side. That close. Here's Hawks off of Shmaya. Dig. Back row block. O'Brien denying Vernick from the near post. 12-7. Kimball gets the serve. Leiter comes in to serve. Leiter over for Shmaya. Up front, Hawks wants far side. Hopkins with the hit. Played by Kimball. They have one more shot at it, and they got it over. O'Brien. Now Hawks. Again, this is Hopkins. Brianna off a tip. Played by Macy Hurley. Here comes Madison Hurley for Reardon with a good back road play. Up front, tip by Vernick. Played up. Here comes Madison Hurley. Long. Pioneers won a battle there. 12-8. Service back in for Leiter. Reardon comes out. And Ottman back in on the Pioneer substitution. 12-8 Kimball in game three. Here's Vernick serve. Long, 13-8. Some service errors from the top two in the rotation tonight, Hawks and Vernick. A little bit unusual. Now Rebecca Holtz steps to the service line at 13-8. Shmaya ahead for Hawks, over for Ottman. Just knocked it across, not much on that hit. Here comes Madison Hurley, tipped and down. Hurley gets the point. 14-8, Kimball. This might be the biggest lead any team has had tonight. 6-point advantage. And Coach Todd just says, let's take a timeout. Kimball, 14. Piers, 8 in game 3.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sport.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Back at Kimball, the Cubs get another point when Rebecca Ottman sends a hit wide. 15-8 Kimball. Now Shmaya on the serve receive. Hawks, Pioneers, no. Nobody there to play it off the Hawks pass, and it's 16-8 Kimball in game three. Another serve coming, and Holtz got it over. Up front, Hawks for Hopkins off a block and down. Brianna Hopkins gets the side out off the block of Kimball's Madison Hurley. 16-9 as Call will come in to serve, replacing Fisher. It's Call, Vernick, Hawks, Ottman, Shmaya, Hopkins on the court for Piers. Macy Hurley plays it for Holtz, off for Madison Hurley, off the Shmaya block and down. Madison Hurley gets the point back for the Cubs at 17-9. And Hurley steps to the service line. Floats it over. Vernick plays it. Shoot top high. Here comes Ottman into the net. Boy, they just haven't gotten Rebecca on track tonight. 18-9. Kimball by 9 in game 3. Another serve. Hurley to Vernick. Here comes Hawks. And Rachel will get it back and find the line. Rachel Vernick makes it 18-10. Bailey Bozer comes in for Hopkins. And now Leah Furman will come in replacing Rebecca Ottman. Bolzer to serve at 18-10 Kimball, game three. Bailey across to Serbis, pass to the net, Holtz, short set, up, and that is a winner delivered by Madeline O'Brien. Nice feed from Holtz. Set her up nicely to make it 19-10 Kimball. Madeline O'Brien to serve. O'Brien into the net, 19-11. Side out, back to Piers. Pioneers need a run to close the gap here. And it's Claire Reardon to serve. Here's Claire firing it across. Played up to Holtz. Here comes Macy Hurley off a block by Schmea. And they can't get it over. They were scrambling and just kind of punching at the ball, and it ends up going into the student section. 20-11 Kimball. And now Scheffelbein comes in, replacing Schreifels. 20-11 Cubs in game three. They go to Vernig. Up front, Hawks gives it back to Rachel. Hammers it long. 21-11, but they... Nope. 21-11. Vernig initially thought she had a tip, but not so. 21-11, here's another serve. To Vernig. Up front, Hawks. Schmea near side. Cassie got it down. 21-12 as Schmea got the point. Now Kendra Fisher will replace Hannah Call. Cassie Schmea to serve. Pioneers are down 9 here late in game number 3. Cassie back for Madison Hurley. Up front for Holtz. Back sets it for Leiter. And that is a block by Vernig. Rachel gets the block. 21-13. Another serve for Cassie Schmea. Cassie back for Madison Hurley. Passes up for Holtz. Here's Macy Hurley. She found the opening. She saw that one. And found her spot. 22-13 Kimball. Macy Hurley to serve. Macy is the senior, and Madison is a sophomore in the Hurleys. And that one into the net, 22-14. Here comes Brianna Hopkins replacing Bailey Bolzer on the Piers substitution. At the line to serve is Jessica Hawks. Hawks, good serve to Serbis. Now Holtz pushes it for Madison Hurley, tipped in the back row and out. 23-14 Cubs. It deflected off the front block, ricocheted to the back row where Reardon didn't have much of a chance at that one. Made contact, but that was it. 23-14, and back to serve Mackenzie Leiter. Leiter to Reardon, and that pass is going to go out of bounds. Game point Kimball, 24-14. So it looks like the Pioneers will need to win game four to stay alive. They're down to game point here. Over to Reardon. Pass to the net. Hawks in the middle. Fisher. And that is long. And that's the game. The Cubs have taken a 2-1 lead. And now it's must win for the Pioneers to win the match tonight. They've got to win game four and game five. Cubs win it 25-14. Game four coming up.
Dan Rushville here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, 9 of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at rushvilleforsheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campbell.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
luck.
Are
you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with REMAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Piers, the eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Kimball leading Pierce 2-1. We go to game four. Kimball has the serve to start. It's a situation now where the Pioneers got to win out to take the match. Kimball taking games 1 and 3. Pioneers rallied to win game 2. And starting the service rotation for Kimball is Macy Hurley. Here we go. Game 4 is underway. Schmea plays it to Hawks. And now it's over by Vernick. Holtz pushes it over for Madison Hurley, but we got a violation in the net. Point to Kimball. I believe it was Vernick called for the violation. 1-0 Cubs. Hurley again. One step up and an ace. Right in the middle of the court. Nobody home. 2-0 Kimball. Cubs coming into today 2-1 in the conference, 7-5 overall. Pioneers were 0-3 in conference play, 2-10 overall. Here's Fisher off a block and down. Kendra Fisher will get Piers on the board. 2-1. Leiter was there up front, but couldn't he keep it alive. And now Brianna Hopkins will replace Bailey Moser. Hawks to serve. Down by a point early, game 4. Must win. Here's the serve. Good serve played back row by Schiffelbein. Holtz for Madison Hurley. Now it's the Pioneers setting it up. Kendra Fisher in the middle. Got it over. Service. One hands it up in the air. And Macy Hurley will send it and long. Claire Reardon keeps a close eye on that one. And a drop just beyond the service line to tie it up at 2. 2-2 with Hawks serving. The senior co-captain, Jessica Hawks, to service. Up front, Holtz flying in. Madison Hurley denied by Brianna Hopkins. 3-2 now, Pierce by a point. Hawks to serve again. Gets the whistle. And Jessica runs up and got it down the line and over. Near side, Madison Hurley uncorks one, played by Vernig. Up front, Hopkins knocks it across. Schiffelbein for Holtz. Here's Madison Hurley, and that'll be a winner. Hurley unleashing a winner, and it's 3-3. And now O'Brien replaces Service up front for Kimball. Madeline O'Brien. 3-3 service for Leiter. And went off of Hopkins to Reardon. They got it over. Now Holtz back set. Here's O'Brien tapping it across. Hopkins to the net. Holtz for Hurley. Back row long, says the back judge. Cubs want a tip. And no. Coach Heinen thought it got tipped, but the referees, now they're going to ask for a conference with the back judge and the down official. Right now, the point is with Piers, and it'll stay with Piers. 4-3. Coach Heinen asking for a quick explanation, but the serve will go to Piers and Rachel Vernig. Four to three lead for Piers in a must-win game four. Now we're ready to resume play. And he sends it over for Macy Hurley. Up front, tipped across by Madison Hurley. Now the Pioneers attack. Here is a Hopkins hit, blocked and out. Off of Brianna. Denied up front by Madison Hurley, and it's 4-4. Substitute in. Kimball sends Madison Schreifels in for Carrie Schiefelbein. 4-4 in game four. And the back row, Vernig to Hawks for Fisher. Blocked up front. Pioneers still scrambling. And Ottman will get it over. Now Holtz in the middle for O'Brien. Tips it over to Hopkins. Fisher passes it over the net. Holtz. And this will be Madison O'Brien off Hawks and down. 5-4 Kimball. Rebecca Holtz to serve again with a one-point lead to Vernig. Up front, Hawks. Wants Fisher in the middle, tips it across. Kimball was ready with Holtz. And Madison Hurley will get it over. Not much on that. Here comes Hopkins off a block. Nope, wasn't touched. It went wide. 6-4 Kimball. Another serve for Holtz with a two-point lead. Sends it to Schmee in the back row. Passes for Hawks. Jessica across for Rebecca Ottman. Tips it to Service in the Kimball back line. Knocked over by Hurley on the far side. Now Fisher attacks. She's blocked up front by O'Brien. 7-4 Kimball. Another serve for the Cubs as they lead by three. Fisher plays the serve, got it back from Hawks, and Kendra will push it wide. 8-4. Cubs starting to open it up a little bit. And we're going to have a substitute in. Casey Broshovsky is being brought into the lineup for Kendra Fisher. Broshovsky for Fisher. Here's the serve by Kimball. Long, 8-5. So Rebecca Holtz, too much on that. And now Broshovsky will leave as Hannah Call will come in to serve. Kimball 8, Piers 5 in game 4 here in Kimball tonight. Here's Hannah's serve to Service. Holtz in the middle for O'Brien. A tip. Ottman was ready for that. Hawks pushes it over. Hopkins! No good. Wide. Brianna just missed, and it's 9-5 Kimball. Madison Hurley to serve. Hurley, Call, and this is going to be a tough play. Pioneers look like they'll get it over, though. They do. Schmea, and she caught the Cubs sneaking in. Nobody in the back row. 9-6, and now Bozer replaces Hopkins. Bailey will serve. Kimball 9, Piers 6, game 4. Kimball leading the match, 2-1. Here's the Bozer serve. That one is long. 10-6 Kimball. O'Brien drops back to serve. Football action here in Kimball tomorrow night. It's the Cub homecoming, 7 o'clock kickoff. Call takes the serve, passes up front. Hawks tipped it over, but played by Leiter. Now it's Macy Hurley going cross court to Ottman. Hawks in the middle for Schmea. Good play by the Cub defense. Madison Hurley to Vernick in the Pioneer back row. Now Ottman will punch it across. Played up by Schreifels, but it's a carry. Point for the Pioneers. Service in for O'Brien. Reardon in for Ottman. Each team changing liberos. 10-7, Reardon to serve, down three. Played by the Cubs, and this will be Macy Hurley. Played by Call. Vernig will rip it to the back row. Service played it up, and Hurley will head into the net. 10-8. Reardon to serve, trying to reel the Cubs in here in game four. Here's a pass to the net, Holtz. This is a tip at the net. Good hit by Schreifels. Pioneer scrambling, they won't get it. 11-8, Kimball. And Kerry Schiffelbein will come in and take over the service duties. She'll replace Madison Schreifels. 11-8, Kimball. This is to Hannah Call up front. Hawks wants Vernick. Rachel goes far corner, played by Hurley. Now Macy Hurley hits it into the net. 11-9. Kendra Fisher will come in for Hannah Call. Cassie Schmea to serve. Pioneers trail by two. 11-9. Low serve net, and it's 12-9. Kimball back up by three as Macy Hurley will serve. Here's the whistle and the serve to Claire Reardon. Up front, Hawks with a tip. Hurley comes over, plays it at the net, punched across by Holtz. Now Hawks tips it over. Tip by Fisher, denied up front by Leiter, and Leiter will get the ace block. 13-9, Kimball. Midway through game four. Service for Macy Hurley. Sends that one off of Reardon and out. Kimball with a 14-9 lead, and now Leah Furman is going to be brought into the game, replacing Bailey Bozer. Macy Hurley to serve again with a 5-point lead. Hurley to Furman. To Hawks, back for Vernig at the net and wide. Kerry Schiefelbein's pass to the net floated wide, and it makes it 14-10, and now Brianna Hopkins will come in for Leah Furman. Jessica Hawks' turn to serve. 14-10 Kimball, game four. Here's the Hawks serve down the sideline to service. Service gets it up to the net. Madison Hurley knocks it across where Reardon sends it up front. Vernig, played by the Cubs, and they will get it over. Now Schmea to Hawks at the net. Here comes Rachel near side off a block, and that'll be a point for the Pioneers. Vernig will make it 14-11. Piers by trailing by three here in Kimball tonight. Trailing in the match 2-1. Hawks. Schreifels plays it for Holtz. Madison Hurley uncorks one. Tip, says the back judge. 15-11. O'Brien in for service. Service for Leiter. And she sends it to the middle. A diving Reardon sends it into the crowd. 16-11. In favor of Kimball. Reardon passes it ahead to Hawks. Here comes a hit from Hopkins. Blocked up front. Back on the pier side. Now Fisher tipped to the back row. Cubs have it. Holtz for Madison Hurley. Off the fingertips of Claire Reardon. 17-11. Pioneers are down by six now. Leiter to serve once more. Played to Reardon. Hawks diving, and she'll send it into the bench. 18-11. And Rebecca Ottman will replace Claire Reardon in the back row. Pioneers running out of time here. Down by 7, getting late. Up front, pass to the net. Here comes a set and a block by Kimball's Madison Hurley. 19-11. Leiter again. Off for Ottman. Up front, Hawks. In the middle, Fisher tips it across to Macy Hurley. Holtz for Madison Hurley. Off the block and down. And the Cubs starting to open it up now. 20-11. Timeout Piers. 20-11 Cubs in game four.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fisher, member of the Piers Pioneer Volleyball Team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. And thanks to everyone who makes the Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
At the line to serve for Kimball is Mackenzie Leiter. 20-11, Cubs lead game four. Schmidt in the back row ahead for Hawks. And Vernig hammers one off the block. Madison Hurley tried to deny, but Rachel, too much power. 20-12, and now Vernig to serve. Cubs lead the match 2-1. They are 5 points from winning tonight. Vernig across, low floater, played by the Cubs. This will be O'Brien, got it over to Vernig. Now Hawks, back for Rachel from the line. Back row service, good pass up front to Holtz. Madison Hurley uncorks a winner. That was a nice play. They played that well. It started with a pass from the back row of service to Holtz and fed the winner to Hurley. 21-12. Schreifels comes in, replacing Schiffelbein. Holtz to serve, plays it to Vernick. Hawks now, near side, Rebecca Ottman blocked. 22-12. O'Brien denying Rebecca Ottman, and now Caitlin Wytoszek is going to come in for Vernig. Casey Broshofsky will come in for Fisher. Kimball 22, Piers 12, game four. Service for Rebecca Holtz. Holtz sends it across to Shmaya. Hawks in the middle. Waitasha can't get it over. It's 23-12 Cubs. Well, after two close games to start the night, the Cubs have really kind of dominated games three and four, winning game three 25-14, and that ball goes long off an Ottman hit, and it's match point 24-12. For the match, Rebecca Holtz serves, and Schmea up front and down. No play there at the net for Hawks, and this one is over. 25-12, game four. The Cubs win it 3-1. We'll be back with the wrap-up next.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Are you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with RE/MAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Pierce, the eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Dan Rushlow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, nine of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at RushlowForSheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campaign.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Well, the Kimball Cubs win this one tonight on their home court, 3-1, as the student body celebrating a homecoming volleyball victory tonight. It was even after two games, but the Cubs taking control in game 3 and 4 to close it out. Game 1 to Kimball, 25-23, in a game that went back and forth. Pioneers then were down 24-21 in game 2, scored 5 straight points to win 26-24 to even the match at a game apiece. But pretty much all Kimball after that. They won 25-14 in game 3 and 25-12 in game 4 to close out the match 3-1. So Kimball now 3-1 in conference play. And they improved to 8-5 overall for the Cubs. Their next action is a Saturday tournament. Kimball will be in action down in Dassel, Kakato. Usually a pretty good tournament there. Pioneers will also be in a tournament. So the Pioneers, after that second game, just couldn't get things on track. Too much height up front. And the Cubs attacking from their outside hitter positions really took control of this match after those first two games. They figured some things out and put it away rather decisively. Coach Tauges will join me here as the Pioneers.
So I'm going to take the key.
Coach Tauges joins me here on the postgame show. And Coach, a couple of close first two games. What happened in games 3 and 4 there that got away?
Yeah, it seemed the girls just kind of lost their focus and settled into just kind of play instead of compete.
Early on, though, Pioneers, you got to be pleased they weren't going to go away in that game 2, down 3 game points to rally and win that one.
Yeah, they did a very nice job of not giving up and coming back and taking that. You know, they had the lead, gave it up, and then battled back and won 26-24. So that was a good victory for them.
Are you still at this point now? You're over halfway, I would think, about in the season, still looking for combinations. Is it a matter of who's playing well on any given night, or, you know, where are you at with your substitution pattern?
You know, it kind of does depend on who we face. I've gone with Leah Furman a little bit more in the front since we went to the 5-1. But tonight I stayed with Bree Hopkins. She had a little bigger block out there on the outside hitters. Their outside hitters were getting up over the top of us, and I just needed to try and do a little bigger block there.
with the size up front. It just seemed like the Pioneers were never able to get an established offense going tonight. They were seemed to be on their heels a lot. Any ball they got over was kind of from a defensive position, wasn't an offensive pro attack type.
Right. You know, it's one of those things where in high school, the majority of your sets really go to the outside, and they had two big blocks out there. So our outside struggled tonight trying to get in a good attack and just trying to run those other players. And it's tough to do that when you don't have a great pass all the time to your setter. So you can do it once in a while, but we need a little more consistency in our passing so Jess can distribute that set better.
Saturday, you've got your classic tournament coming up. Talk about that a little bit. Some pretty good teams coming in from all around the state.
Yeah, we do. We have Henning coming in, who's a top Class A team, and Mabel Canton. They'll be actually battling in the same pool there because we have St. Cloud Cathedral in the other pool. Try to split up those top teams a little bit. And, you know, Holding Fort's a team that doesn't go away. They're a scrappy group, and so they'll be battling in there also.
That's 9 o'clock at the gym there at the MAC, right?
Yes, 9 a.m. start.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back on the bus and head back to Pierce, Coach. Thanks for stopping by.
Yep, thanks.
All right, Sandy Talich's head coach, Kimball, wins in 4 tonight, 3-1. Pioneers now 0-4 within the conference, 2-11 overall as they drop this one here tonight. Among the teams, as Coach Talich has just alluded to, coming up in that Pierce Pioneer Classic, the host team, Pioneers, we'll be joined by conference rival Holding Ford. Long Prairie Gray Eagle comes over. St. Cloud Cathedral, Swanville comes over. Mabel Canton, Floodwood, and Henning all making up that 8-team field, which gets underway at 9 o'clock Saturday in Pierce. Encourage you to come on over. Always a fun time and support the Pioneer volleyball team. For Kimball, they go down to Dassel-Cacato High School for a Saturday tournament. The Cubs will be joined by the host team, Dassel-Cacato, also Watertown Mayor, Rockford, Eden Valley Watkins, Sibley East, St. Cloud Tech, and the Little Falls Flyers are all part of that tournament down there in Dassel-Cacato. Pioneers, after Saturday's action, will return to regular season play on Tuesday, and they'll be at Dassel-Cacato. They'll take on the Chargers down there next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Their next home game is Thursday night, part of homecoming. Thursday night, they will welcome in Eden Valley Watkins on Thursday. So the Cubs prevail tonight, 3-1, splitting the first two and taking games 3-4 by scores of 25-14 and 25-12. Good luck to the Cubs the rest of their way. We'll see the Pioneers on Tuesday down in Dassel-Cacato when they face the Chargers. We'll be back here in Kimball tomorrow night. We've got football action returning as Pierce and Kimball will square off on the gridiron. 7 o'clock kickoff pregame at 6:45. Thanks for listening tonight to Pierce Pioneer Volleyball on youaretheresports.com. See you tomorrow night.